Okay, let's dive right in. Today, we're really digging into something vital for, well, anyone offering SEO services: generating good, solid leads.
Yeah, high quality ones.
Exactly. We've got a whole stack of material here for this deep dive, all focused on practical, actionable stuff.
That's right. And our mission really is to unpack the core methods, the key insights from all this research. We want to understand how SEO pros, agencies, how you can consistently bring in potential clients.
And build that, robust lead gen engine.
Precisely.
So before we even get to building the engine, let's maybe nail down what we mean by an SEO lead here. Based on what we've read, it's not just like a random visitor.
No, definitely not.
It's a person or a business that's shown some specific interest. Could be filling out a form, sure, that's the obvious one, but it's also someone maybe downloading a guide or attending a webinar you ran or, just actively engaging with your content.
And one thing that jumped out right away is that these leads, that they're not all the same, not even close. Their intent, their needs, they can be really different.
How so?
Well, you might have a marketing director. They probably get the basics, maybe more, but they need specific results, right? Or maybe it's a small business owner who's just totally overwhelmed by SEO.
Completely different conversation.
Totally. Or think bigger, an enterprise CMO looking at huge, complex solutions. Or even an affiliate marketer who just cares about ranking for profit. Very different motivations.
That's a really critical point, isn't it? Because it tells you straight away that your messaging, how you nurture these leads, it has to be tailored.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't talk to the local pizza place owner the same way you talk to, a global sauce company.
Exactly right. Understanding those different audiences, their specific problems, that's step one, before you even think about tactics.
Okay, so groundwork laid. Where do you start building this engine? What's the absolute cornerstone strategy that came up again and again?
It really all comes back to your own website,
Oh
your
boy.
agency site, your consultant site. It's not just a digital business card.
Right, it's got to work harder than that.
Yeah, it's the main hub. It has to do two things. Pull in traffic, obviously, but then convert that traffic into actual leads, actual inquiries.
Dual purpose.
Yeah.
Got it. And the research got specific about what makes a site good at converting, right? Like a clear, unique value proposition.
Absolutely. Right at the top above the fold. People need to know instantly what you do, who you help, why you're different. No jargon, just clear value.
And generic service pages are out.
Pretty much. You need dedicated landing pages for specific services. Think SEO for law firms or e-commerce SEO packages, stuff that speaks directly to that visitor's need.
Makes sense. And trust, that's huge in SEO. So case studies, testimonials.
Non-negotiable. You have to show proof, real results you've gotten for clients like them. It builds that crucial credibility.
Okay, so value prop, specific pages, proof. What about actually capturing the lead?
Right. Embedded lead forms, obviously, but with really compelling calls to action. Request a free SEO audit came up a lot.
That seems like a good one.
Yeah, it offers value. And things like live chat or maybe integrating a booking calendar. Those can really reduce friction, make it super easy for someone interested to take that next step.
Don't make them jump through hoops.
Exactly. And we can't forget the technical side.
Ah, yes, site speed.
Crucial. Lightning fast. It's not just for users anymore, it's a direct ranking factor. Plus, a smart little tip was using schema markup.
For what specifically?
For things like your services, FAQs, reviews, it helps Google understand your pages better and can give you enhanced visibility in search results. Little snippets, review stars, that kind of thing.
Okay, so your website isn't just optimized to get found. It's optimized to show off your expertise and grab that lead the second they land there.
That's the idea. It's your conversion machine.
All right, website's your command center. But how do you drive the right kind of traffic? The material seemed to suggest a lot of SEOs focus maybe too much on just informational content.
Yeah, that was a key point. Informational content is great, builds authority, captures top-of-funnel interest, but it often misses the people who are ready to, actually hire someone now.
The buyers.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
comes back to search intent. You need to target users who are actively looking for an SEO provider. They use different keywords, transactional keywords, bottom of the funnel.
Can you give some examples? What kind of phrases are we talking about?
Think really specific stuff like best SEO agency for SaaS startups, or maybe location-based SEO consultant in Chicago, or service-specific affordable e-commerce SEO packages, even things like white label SEO services USA.
Okay, those sound like someone's ready to pull out their wallet.
They signal buying intent, not just learning intent. And the play here is to build dedicated landing pages specifically for those kinds of keywords.
Tailored pages again?
Yep. With strong CTAs, clean layout, copy that speaks directly to that immediate need. You're meeting them right where they are in the buying cycle with a super relevant offer.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Now, shifting gears a bit from inbound, cold email came up, which honestly sometimes gets a bad rap.
It does, and often deservedly so if it's just generic spam. But the point was, when it's done right, meaning personalized, specific, and offering genuine value up front, it can still work, especially in B2B.
Right. The examples we saw weren't pushy sales pitches. They were structured more like offering a quick insight.
Exactly. Like a subject line. Quick idea for company name search rankings. Then the body might say, hey, noticed you're ranking for keyword but stuck on page 2. Here's the page URL. Looks like a few tweaks could boost traffic significantly.
So you're giving them something concrete based on their actual situation?
Yes. And then a soft CTA, like happy to jump on a quick 10-minute call to explain.
Yeah.
It's not hire us. It's here's some value. Want to learn more?
And they mentioned tools for this, not for spamming, but for managing it.
Right. Tools like Apollo, Hunter, Lemlist.
Yeah.
They help you find contacts and manage campaigns. But the key is using them to scale the personalization, not just blast generic messages.
That idea of value up front,
yeah,
connects nicely to the next big strategy, using SEO audits as a lead magnet.
Oh, yeah. Free audits are classic for a reason. They work really well. Because most business owners, even marketing managers, they aren't deep SEO experts.
Right. They know they need it, but not the nitty-gritty.
So when you offer a free audit, you can point out specific, tangible issues they probably didn't even know they had. Technical glitches, maybe missing local citations, keyword gaps.
It immediately shows them there's a problem they need to fix.
And it positions you as the one who found it, and presumably the one who can fix it. It creates that before picture and strongly hints at the after.
And how do you deliver these? Live calls? Reports.
Different options came up. A live personalized walkthrough on a call, maybe 15, 30 minutes tops. Or you could send an automated report using tools like SEMrush, Sitebulb, SEOptimer, or even just a simple form on your site where they plug in their URL and email and you follow up.
And the pro tip here was?
Keep it simple. No dense technical jargon. Show the problems, but more importantly, show the opportunity. Use plain language and then clearly outline a path forward.
Which involves hiring you, ideally.
Naturally. Your service becomes the logical solution to the problems and opportunities you just uncovered for them.
Okay, so we got the website, transactional keywords, maybe some smart, cold outreach, value-driven audits. What about that informational content we mentioned earlier? Does it still have a place?
Absolutely. But the key is making it long-tail, problem-focused, as the material put it.
Meaning
you're capturing people higher up the funnel, yes, but by answering very specific questions they have, often using longer, less competitive search terms.
So not just what is SEO, but something like...
Like how to fix a sudden drop in Google rankings, or why isn't my blog showing up on Google? Maybe even comparing platforms, SEO for Shopify versus WordPress, which is better in 2025.
Ah, okay. Really specific pain points people are likely typing into Google.
Exactly. And these articles, they need a few key things to actually generate leads. Obviously, target those long-tail keywords. Use internal links strategically to point people towards your relevant service pages.
Makes sense.
Include clear CTAs within the content, maybe offering a related checklist, a content upgrade, or linking to your audit offer, or just a newsletter sign-up. And build trust with things like author bios, citing stats, real examples.
So by consistently putting out this kind of helpful problem-solving content, you become a trusted resource.
And those articles become... little lead-generating assets that work for you passively, sometimes for years. Evergreen content.
Okay, expanding beyond your own website and content. Partnerships came up. Partnering with other agencies.
Yeah, specifically agencies that don't offer SEO. Think PPC agencies, branding firms, social media shops, web developers.
Why is that smart?
Because you're tapping into their existing client base. These are businesses that likely already need SEO. They just don't get it from their current agency. And crucially, they already trust that agency.
So it's a warm introduction, basically.
Yeah, exactly. It shortcuts the trust-building process. The material mentioned a few ways to structure these partnerships.
Like simple referrals?
Yep. Referral agreements. Sometimes with a commission, maybe 10-20% was mentioned. Or you could do co-marketing things like joint webinars or white papers.
Okay.
Or even embed your SEO services under their brand, like a white label arrangement. They sell it, you fulfill it.
Lots of options there. Seems like a powerful way to get qualified leads.
Definitely. Leverage other people's networks and trust.
Now, for targeting specific types of businesses, especially B2B, LinkedIn seemed to be a key platform.
Oh, for B2B lead gen, LinkedIn is huge. But you have to use it strategically. It's not just about having a profile.
So what does strategic use look like on LinkedIn?
First, optimize your own profile. Your headline needs to scream value, who you help and how. Something like helping SaaS companies double organic leads with targeted SEO.
Clear and benefit driven.
Then you need to be active. Post regularly, share wins, quick tips, comment on industry trends, engage thoughtfully in the comments on posts by people who fit your ideal client profile.
Build visibility and credibility.
Exactly. And when you connect, send personalized requests. Not the generic LinkedIn invite. Mention something specific, a shared connection, a post they wrote, something relevant.
Keep it non-salesy initially.
Definitely. The goal is to start a conversation, build rapport. Then you can nurture that connection through DMs, maybe offer a quick strategy session, share a useful resource. It's a longer game, but very effective for high-value B2B clients.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of organic or relationship-based strategies, but paid ads also have a role.
Yes, the research strongly suggested pairing SEO with PPC paid advertising can really accelerate things, create a more powerful engine. But the key is using paid ads for high-intent searches.
Not just broad awareness.
No, this is about capturing leads who are actively looking to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Think Google search ads targeting those transactional keywords we talked about. Industry terms, local service terms.
What else?
Maybe YouTube pre-roll ads promoting your free audit or an upcoming webinar.
Uh-huh.
Or Meta ads, Facebook, Instagram, offering a really valuable checklist template or maybe a mini course related to an SEO problem.
And where do these ads send people?
To dedicated landing pages. Short, sharp, action-focused. You need compelling headlines, clear CTAs, and you should be A/B testing everything constantly. The offer itself needs to be outcome driven, like double your website traffic in 90 days. Find out how, something tangible. The goal is to turn that cold paid traffic into a lead fast, then you can nurture them via email.
Gotcha. Now, through all these channels, one theme that kept coming up or really standing out was niching down, focusing your services.
Yes. The general SEO agency market is incredibly crowded. Specializing makes a huge difference.
What kind of niches were mentioned?
Things like focusing only on medical practices or SaaS startups or maybe home service businesses where local SEO is key or even attorneys. Pick a vertical.
And why does specializing help so much with lead generation?
Well, think about it. You start speaking their language. You understand their specific business challenges and opportunities way better than a generalist.
Right.
You can create content, case studies, website copy that resonates deeply with them. You become known in their industry circles. Referrals start coming in from within the niche.
So leads start finding you rather than you always chasing them.
Exactly. You become the go-to authority for SEO in that specific space. It makes marketing and sales much, much easier.
Okay, one more big piece on the attraction and nurturing side. Educational content beyond just blog posts, webinars, and email funnels.
Yeah, these were highlighted as really effective, especially webinars for leads who are a bit further down the funnel in that consideration stage.
Why webinars?
They allow you to deliver a ton of value in an interactive format, build authority fast, and answer questions live. They're seen as high-value events.
What kind of topics work well?
Things that address common pain points or big opportunities. Examples were like, 7 costly SEO mistakes local businesses are making, or how to double your traffic without paying for ads, or maybe timely stuff like the 2025 Google algorithm update, what you need to know.
Stuff people really want answers to.
Precisely. And the registration process itself is gold. You build a segmented email list of interested people.
And then you follow up.
Absolutely. That's where the email funnel comes in. You follow up with a recording, maybe related case studies, perhaps an exclusive offer for attendees, more educational content drips, and eventually links to book a call.
So it's a system for warming up those leads over time.
Exactly. It nurtures them, builds trust, keeps you top of mind, and moves them towards becoming a client when they're ready. It's a crucial part of a sustainable pipeline.
Okay, wow. That covers a lot of ground on actually building the lead gen engine. But just getting leads isn't enough, right?
Yeah.
How do you make sure they actually turn into clients, and how do you scale this whole thing?
Right. Generating the lead is only half the battle. Converting them is key. And the absolute foundation for conversion, echoing through all the research, is trust.
People buy from people they trust. Simple as that.
Pretty much. So you need to be proactively building and showcasing social proof. It's not enough to just be good. You have to show you're good.
So what does that look like in practice?
Getting Google reviews. Actively asking for them. Showcasing LinkedIn recommendations and testimonials. Creating compelling video case studies showing real before and after growth is powerful.
Screenshots too.
Yeah. Simple screenshots of keyword ranking jumps, traffic graphs going up, conversion increases. Tangible proof points make a huge difference in convincing prospects you can deliver.
Makes sense. And what about leveraging the clients you already have?
Huge opportunity, often overlooked. Your happy clients are your best salespeople. Implementing a formal client referral program was a strong recommendation.
How do you incentivize that?
Different ways. Offer maybe a free month of service for a successful referral, or a recurring commission, like we discussed with partners, 10% was mentioned. Or even just bonus reports or access to a tool as a thank you.
And the key is making it easy for them.
Super easy. Give them an email template they can just forward. Give them a dedicated link to a landing page. Remove any friction.
Okay, so trust, social proof, referrals. What about just managing all these leads as volume grows? Seems like it could get messy.
Oh, it definitely can. Disorganization is the enemy of conversion. This is where systems become absolutely essential. CRM, customer relationship management, and marketing automation tools.
Can't run this on spreadsheets forever.
Not if you want to scale effectively. You need a CRM like HubSpot or Pipedrive to track every lead, every interaction, where they are in the pipeline. You need email marketing automation tools like MailChimp or ActiveCampaign to run those nurture sequences.
And scheduling tools.
Yeah, connecting things like Calendly with Zapier can automate booking discovery calls, sending reminders, follow-ups. It streamlines everything.
So these tools basically prevent leads from falling through the cracks and keep nurturing them until they're ready.
Exactly. They're the plumbing of your lead engine, keeping everything flowing smoothly.
All right, so you've got the engine built, you've got the systems oiled. How do you know if it's actually working well? Which parts need tweaking? Measurement must be key.
Non-negotiable. You absolutely have to track the right metrics. Otherwise, you're just guessing.
So what are the key KPIs, the important numbers to watch?
Well, obviously, your overall organic traffic growth. But more specifically, landing page conversion rates are people actually taking action. You need to know your lead sources. Where are the best leads coming from?
Not just any leads, the best ones.
Right. If you're doing paid ads, what's your cost per lead? Crucially, what's your lead-to-client close rate? How many leads actually become paying customers?
That's a big one.
Huge. Also, how long does it take? Time from lead to sale. And finally, the lifetime value LTV of your clients. How much revenue does a typical client bring in over time?
Focusing on those numbers really tells you what's actually driving profit, not just activity.
Precisely. They tell you where to double down and what might not be worth the effort.
And as people are building and refining this engine, the research also flags some common mistakes, right? Pitfalls to avoid.
Definitely. Number one, relying too heavily on just one channel. Don't put all your eggs in the cold email basket or just the blog basket. Diversify.
Makes sense. What else?
Over-automating outreach, especially for B2B. Remember personalization. Tools are great, but that human touch, especially for high-value services, really matters. Don't sacrifice quality for pure scale.
Good point. Vanity metrics, too.
Big one. Getting hung up on just the number of leads without looking at the quality or the close rate, are they actually turning into revenue? That's what matters.
And follow-up.
Huge mistake is neglecting follow-up. Most sales, especially bigger ones, don't happen on the first touch. You need a persistent, value-added follow-up process. Don't just send one email and give up.
And linked to that, I imagine, is not qualifying leads properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wasting time and resources chasing prospects who are never a good fit to begin with, wrong budget, wrong needs, wrong company size. Qualify early to focus your energy where it counts.
Wow, okay. That really paints a full picture. From laying the website foundation to targeting intent, using outreach and audits, partnerships, LinkedIn, paid ads, niching down.
All the way through to nurturing with content, building trust with social proof, leveraging referrals, using automation, and measuring the right things.
It's a lot of moving parts.
It is. But what really came through is that effective SEO lead gen isn't just about doing one or two tactics well. It's about integrating all these pieces into a coherent system.
A system built on trust, solving real problems, and offering value at every single step.
Exactly. Whether you're just starting out as a consultant or you're running a growing agency, the real goal isn't just implementing a tactic here or there.
It's building that whole engine.
Yeah, understanding how all the parts fit together to create something that compounds over time. And crucially, knowing that engine needs constant attention, constant tuning, Because the market, Google, client needs, they all keep changing.
So the goal isn't just filling the pipeline for next month.
No, it's about building a sustainable system, one that consistently brings in the right kind of potential clients for the long haul.
Right. So listening to all that, thinking about everything we've just unpacked about building this robust, compounding, evolving lead generation engine, what's the one aspect of it that you, listening right now, are going to focus on first for your own business?